the latest from podnews.net. Descript has released Podcast Studio, a podcast editor that works like a word processor. It's free for the first 3 hours of transcription, and today's episode of PodNews is edited using it. If you want to take a listen, or on our YouTube channel, you can see it being used. Descript has also launched Overdub, a way for you to correct your voice recordings by typing, using artificial intelligence to reconstruct your voice. It's worth giving the demo a go. It's a carefully designed tool that only works on your own voice, not other people's, so you can't use it for deepfakes of the US president saying ludicrous things, for example. Although there again, Infinite Dial South Africa was released yesterday, covering major metro commercial population in the country. Just 10% of metro South Africans listen to podcasts per month. The figure's 33% in the US, 22% in Australia. Breaker, a social podcast app, is now available for Android users. In beta, it'll import your subscriptions from other podcast apps, and it's free. We link to it on Android and on iOS in our show notes and our newsletter today, and you can also listen to PodNews in Breaker. Wise Buddha and Acast have announced the winner of the UK's first ever podcast talent competition, LaunchPod. Sura and Seredo Mohammed from On Things We Left Behind will now have an entire series professionally produced, launched, and marketed. What's the best microphone for podcasting? 1,300 podcasts have contributed to a WattPods survey. The one we use is at number 7. Podcast Guests is celebrating over 15,000 users. The service launched 3 years ago and connects podcasters with expert guests for their shows. Maggie Maguire, the CEO of Pinner, an ad-free children's audio network, talks to Podcast Movement. And Amy Eason, a podcast producer at CNN, describes how they use audiograms, short visual clips of podcasts, on social media. In podcasts today, Morning Brew, a popular daily newsletter, has launched its first podcast, Business Casual. It's a new weekly show hosted by business editor Kinsey Grant, and it starts next week. Morning Brew itself claims 1.5 million readers. And there we were, getting excited about hitting 10,000. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.